Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace, greetings, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. We get into an interesting moment today in our study of the book of Acts. The last few days we've been building up to it by reading the source material for Peter's little speech in the latter verses of Acts 1. In which he stands in front of the 120 and makes his case out of the book of Psalms, specifically Psalms, what we would call Psalm 69:25 and Psalms 109:8. He will now use therefore to kick off Acts 1:21. So based upon the scriptures he's just quoted, he believes that something needs to happen, and this is what he believes needs to happen. Therefore, of these men who have accompanied us all the time that the Lord Jesus went in and out among us, beginning from the baptism of John to that day when he was taken up from us, one of these must become a witness with us of his resurrection. So Peter gives a therefore. He makes a conclusion based upon the fact that Peter determines these two verses from Psalms to equate their need for another disciple. He determines that they should take someone who was in the peripheral. Remember, the 12 disciples were not the only disciples. So there were peripheral people, hangers-on, followers of Christ who were nameless. Peter thinks one of those nameless followers who was with them on the journey needs to become one of the 12, which I don't personally, as I read the scriptures Peter is reading, I don't come to the conclusion that they need another disciple. However, Peter does, and those in the room are taking their leadership cues at this point in the early church from Peter. And so they conclude that they need someone to fill the office. I think whether they're right or wrong really doesn't matter. And I know some would even just back off from me the fact that I said they might be wrong. We're going to find as we go through Acts that they do make some mistakes. It doesn't end the world, of course. And it's okay because grace frees us to make mistakes. It doesn't encourage us to make mistakes, but it frees us to make decisions that sometimes we make mistakes. And then we are still in his loving care and we still can be led by his spirit. Whether it's a mistake or not, I don't know. And quite frankly, it doesn't matter. What I do see is interesting is that Peter thinks that the number 12 is a necessity because the number 12, and this, if anything in the New Testament proves that numerology was a big deal to the Hebrew mind, Acts 1 is that proof to me. Because they had peripheral disciples. Why name one so you can get 12? Because there were 12 tribes of Israel, and 12 was a Hebrew number for government. You built a structure off of 12. Perhaps it was the amount of posts on the bottom of a building, you know, the four corners and then those posts in between. I don't know. I'm not even going to speculate, actually. But I do find it interesting that they felt they needed the 12th. So they proposed two in verse 23. Joseph called Barsabas, who was surnamed Justus, and Matthias, and they prayed and said, "You, O Lord, who know the hearts of all, show which of these two you have chosen to take part in this ministry and apostleship from which Judas by transgression fell that he might go to his own place." And they cast their lots, and the lot fell on Matthias, and he was numbered with the 11 apostles. I want to talk about the casting of lots and what this meant and what it meant in their prayer life, interestingly enough, tomorrow. You won't want to miss it. It'll be our final section before we head into the Day of Pentecost in Acts chapter 2. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.